thunder and break. And the message this morning, bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. We begin in verse number 1, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth was renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He hath made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the reading of the precious word of God. Father, we do stop to rejoice and praise. Lord, we have a desire to worship thee today as we're reminded, oh Father, of all that you have done for us. And remind us, Lord, of all the things you're going to do. And Father, we stop, stand in awe of your mercy and grace. And we come to thank you again, Lord Jesus, being our Savior, paying an awful price that we might be saved. Father, bless us now and help us to put away the thoughts and cares of this present life and this present world. And Father, may it be just a little while, Lord, be still and know our God. And just stop and rejoice. Lord, realize how blessed we are today. Help us now, Father. Guide us by the Holy Ghost. We'll thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. What a tremendous, tremendous song that calls us to a place of worshiping God and praising his name. I was just sitting there thinking as they were singing the song, I'm so glad that as a child of God, as a matter of fact, I'm a believer, some of them say that I look down the road and I'm so glad at the end of the road there's glory. Glory unspeakable that God has for his children. That's a comfort to me because in the natural man, the natural world, there is dread. There is darkness in the day. Think about that today. A man who doesn't know the Lord Jesus. A man without the gospel. A man without hope. Man without this blessed assurance. And as he gets older, what's ahead of him? Dread, darkness, and death. Men like to soothe their own conscience, don't they, by coming up with their imagination, well, there's a better place, and we're all going to paradise, and some folks are going to come back as a butterfly or whatever. They've got all these imaginations in their mind. But I am thankful today that we stand upon the word of the living. That there are great things in store for God's children. And in our psalm, we have a call to worship, and you said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Now, in what way can you and I bless the Lord? Well, we understand some basic things. God, listen, is the eternal living God, and he needs none. You and I can bless one another because we're needy people, but God doesn't need anything. We know that he's perfect, he's holy. And God has the power to create from nothing. If God needed something, he created. There's nothing God cannot do, nothing impossible with the Lord. He is the creator of all things. And so we understand here that capacity that you and I are incapable of doing anything for God in the sense of that he needed anything. Matter of fact, I love what God said to the nation of Israel. And you know what? He got tired of all their offerings and sacrifices that weren't sincere. They were going through the motions. There was no heart in it, no faith in it, no soul, no spirit in it. And he kind of got sick of it. And I love what he said. Listen, he said, can I paraphrase? Y'all ain't doing me a favor. I'm doing you one. And he said this. He said, if I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. And so you and I understand that God needs nothing. And how can I bless the Lord? Well, we understand that we certainly can bless the Lord. And we can bless the Lord by our worship and by our praise, by our thanksgiving, by believing, trusting Him, by being saved as a child of God, by walking with Him and living for Him and obeying Him, all those things. Bless the Lord. And so I want you to think about that with me today and help me, because I want to bless the Lord today. He doesn't need any food and drink. He doesn't need anything I can give Him. But I tell you what, the Bible says that He inhabits the praises of His people. What a precious thought. You know what that means? That when folks are praising God, God moves in right there among them. And so you want the nearness of God. You want God's presence. You want God to become real. Listen, start praising His name. Start rejoicing and giving thanks and worshiping the Lord for His goodness. And you know what? God delights in that. The Bible says that He moves in. He draws near, draws close wherever He is being praised and being worshiped. And so you and I, we certainly can exalt His name. We can tell how great He is, how good He is. We can glorify His name. We can reverence Him. We can praise Him. We can worship Him. And He said, bless the Lord. There are a lot of things that you and I appreciate, things we're thankful for. I appreciate, listen, family and friends. I appreciate many blessings I enjoy in this material world. I'm thankful. Listen, but I know, listen, all good things come from Him. Listen, I know that the people God put my life in, bless me, they were still of God. I know that the food on my table and the clothes on my back and the shelter on my head, those things were sin of God. And I recently asked a favor, listen, of someone the other day who's in a high position. And he said, I'll take care of it. And I said, you're a blessing, sinner. Listen, all good things, James, that's come from Him. And so, you and I, listen, we are blessed today. We have much to be thankful for. And listen, but I know who to give thanks to. I know the source of all that's good and every good thing I have. I know where it comes from. It comes from the mercy and grace of God. And so, listen, I want to praise Him and thank Him because I'm a blessed person today. And I hope today you realize you're blessed. Now, as a preacher, you don't understand what I'm going through, aches and pains, sorrows, heartbreak. I'm going to tell you, to do it without God, and you'll come back and be thankful. Mm-hmm. Go through it without God. Go through it without the promises. Go through it without the good grace of God. Go through it without the knowledge of all God's hand. Hey, listen, go through it in the darkness and despair. And I'm going to tell you, listen, you'll experience a horror and a dread and a darkness like you've never known. And so even though we go through tears, and even though we go through sorrows,
said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, lips you honor me, but have removed their heart far from me. He said they go through the motions. I mean, they say the right word, do the right things, and they carry out, listen to all the practices and ordinances like they're supposed to do. He said, but their heart's somewhere else. Their heart's somewhere else. Oh, listen. He said, bless the Lord, my soul. He puts his heart in it. He puts his heart in it. Listen, you can tell when somebody puts their heart in something and when somebody does something out of obligation. Hey, listen, when I come to the house of God, I want my heart in it. Listen, I want to be pressured from my soul that I'm truly thankful, that I truly rejoice, that I truly praise Him, that I really love Him. I want to come from my heart. I don't want anything shallow, superficial. I don't just go through the motions and sing empty words and say phrases I memorize. But I want it to come from my heart. Listen, that's what God's looking for. Listen, it's that expression from my heart that we love Him and truly are thankful. So He said, bless the Lord, my soul. Jesus looked upon the Pharisees. Boy, he had some rough words to say. Because they were going through the motions of religious activity and dedication. And boy, they dotted their I's and crossed their T's and everything they're supposed to be and do. But you know what Jesus did? Jesus looked on their hearts. You know what he called them? He called them whited sepulchres. And what he meant is above ground, they were highly polished. Like a tombstone. Listen, glistening in the light, recently bleached. And listen, standing out there, sunlight hitting, beautiful. But you know what he said on the inside? Decaying death. That's what Jesus called a Pharisee. You know why? Because their heart wasn't in it. You know what they were doing? They were putting on the show for the applause of people. They were doing it for others rather than God. And so listen, he said, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Listen, down deep in my heart. Listen, with sincerity and fervency and faith and zeal. I want to bless the Lord. Listen, for his goodness and blessing upon me. And he said, I don't want to sit there and just go through the motions. God, help us not to come in his presence that way. God forbid. I think sometimes we have to confess the truth. Sometimes we're a bit guilty. We sang the songs and did all we were supposed to do. But listen, our heart wasn't in it, mine somewhere else. And we know how to fake it, don't we? I mean, let's go. We know how to fake it. You know. And it's kind of like when I used to take a lot of portraits of people who used to do all the school children. And you can always tell that fake smile. I get the kids in there and say, smile. I mean, that's the fakest looking thing, and I know mommy will say, what in the world is this? And you almost have to catch them off guard. Okay? Some of the little ones we used to get, because Paul used to get the puppet out or something behind me, do the puppet thing, and actually get them to have a little laugh and have a real smile. And so sometimes we know how to fake it, but listen, God, look at our heart, and God wants our heart in it. Listen to worship Him, our heart to praise Him, our heart to give thanks for all He's done. And then He says, bless the Lord my soul, and all that is within me. Everything about me. If I look at that word within, the root of it means to bring forth, to present it all, every bit of it. To acknowledge all that's good, all that's benefits. It means actually to take an inventory. And such the introduction of service today. Listen, to take an inventory and to bring everything up and account for it. And if a business does inventory, they account for every little nail and every little screw, especially at the hardware store. Tim probably takes a vacation when they get ready to do inventory. When you see all those screws and all that thing, and of course I have a feeling most of them looking there and put about 15 minutes. And go ahead. If you got that much, I can understand that. But listen, it means to look at everything you have, bring it forward, and account of it. I like that. He said, bless the Lord of my soul, and all that's within me. And so notice what he says here in verse number 2. Bless the Lord of my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hey, you know what he did? I want my memory to do a report. I want my memory to do an inventory of all the good things God has done for me. Now, it's going to take a little effort with inventory.
go back, take a little time, and stop and consider, think about it. Put away the cares of life a little bit, all your problems, and start, listen, do a little inventory about the things God has done for you. And you I find forgiveness, thank God. I rejoice. I look back in my mind. I think about God. Listen, should have cast me away. I should have been judged of God. But thank God for His mercy. And thank God for conviction. And thank God for the blood that washed my sin away. Thank God. Listen, I'm not what I used to be. Thank God He's changed me. Have listened, given me a new desire, new strength, new encouragement to live for Him. And so I look back, I find a peace and a rest and assurance. Thank God. I remember the day I went forward and trusted Christ as my Savior. I remember, you might not be able to know the date and the time, but you all remember there was a time when you called upon the Lord. Listen, you don't get into heaven by osmosis. Look that up since I've been in. You don't get into heaven, listen, because you just kind of eased into it. Because you were born and raised in it. No, you must be born again, the Bible said. Listen, whether you're a sinner laying out in the ditch or whether you've been in church all your life, you must be born again. There's a time when you knew you were a sinner and you came to Christ. Now, listen, you pursued your claim of righteousness. You didn't go and brag about what you've done, what you can do. You just came to God. God, I'm an undeserving sinner, and I'm going to trust Christ as my Savior today. And listen, I thank God, and I remember, I go back and think about, listen, things God did in my life to correct my past. I think about how the memory, how God put people in my life that helped guide me and lead me. I'm thinking about the times, listen, He convicted me and listen, drew me close to Him. I think about the times when He called me. And listen, I think about the prayers He answered. I think about the deliverances He brought. I think about in times of crisis. I don't think I made it, but God showed up. In times when sorrow gripped my heart and my heart was crushed and broken. But thank God for the grace that lifted me up, wiped my tears away, and caused me to laugh and smile again, because the story's not over. Thank God I'm heaven bound. I'm going to live with Jesus. And I'm going to live forever without a care and trouble in the world. Thank God my memory spoke up and an inventory showed me. I'm blessed, and so bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. And listen, I thank God my memory has come to give an account of the goodness of God.
Amen.
And forget not, my friend, all His benefits. Oh, listen, then my conscience also brings forth the report. I'm going to tell you, I don't deserve the goodness of God. I don't. Listen, I think back, I'm an unworthy man. Oh, but I'm glad He loved me anyway. Listen, that I could not live up to that standard. But I thank God for the precious blood that was shed for me. I thank God for His mercy in times when I deserve far worse. But God stayed His hand, giving me an opportunity to get things right. Listen, there was a time when I was a teenager and I began to drift and got with the wrong crowd. And God been in my heart the whole time. And I'm thankful for that day, finally, when I got in my bedroom, laid prostrate on the floor, and got things right with God. And you know, I remember thanking Him for being merciful to me during those times. Listen, when I deserved the judgment of God, I deserved a good old-fashioned woman, but thank God, He moved me back. Thank God, He brought me again to the Lord Jesus. Thank God, He brought me to the blood that cleansed me up. And so I look back on my conscience and I think about, listen, how good God has been to take a worthless, a sinner, and change him by the power of God, wash his sin away, and stand him upon the solid rock, and fill him with the Spirit of God. Thank God, listen, my conscience has given a report. And I'm going to tell you something. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. The Apostle Paul, listen, he went back and he said concerning sinners of whom I am chief. Here's what he said. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. He said, listen, when you look back to what I was, and you look back to the destruction I caused, and you look back of my patience, the Christian and for Christ. And here I am today. God allowed me to preach the riches of Christ. Oh, listen. He took an inventory from his conscience and realized, listen, that he had been forgiven, that he'd been redeemed, he'd been restored, that God put him back in a place of honor, had an opportunity to serve, and he was so unworthy. Listen, I'm glad. Listen, our conscience reports. And as the psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within thee. Then I find his emotions are called to give a report, verse number 4 and 5. He said, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies thy mouth with good things of thy youth as renewed life to eagles? Oh, listen. Never lose the hope, the wonder, the joy of being a saved child of God, of being delivered, of being rescued, of being pardoned. This is being redeemed by the power of God. Look in Acts chapter 3. John and Peter were headed to worship God on that day. And as they were going by, you remember, there was a lame man outside of the temple gate. And he was just a beggar. Just a beggar. And isn't it wonderful? Peter and John did not pass him by like most folk did. God, be honest, here's the response to most beggars. If they're here, they're trying to go into the temple. Okay. But listen, they didn't bypass him. They didn't flick out a pin for his pot. You know what? They stopped to talk to that man. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have given unto thee. And the Bible said, he gave him that right hand of the fellowship. The power of God flowed. You know what happened? That man, listen, the Bible said, he leaped to his feet. When God heals, you'll have to test it out, brother. It's already made whole. Having to listen. He got up there and leaping before he went. He went with him to the temple. The Bible said he was praising God. Listen, God had delivered him. And there he went in rejoicing. And I'm going to tell you what, his emotions reported of the times he shouted praise and the times he wept tears. And listen, thank God I look upon those in Scripture. And listen, their emotions, listen, gave a report. I remember that leper that God healed, the 10 lepers. But you remember how there was one that came back after that, fell on his face to worship the Lord Jesus. And the Lord said, thou art made whole. I believe that's a reference to his body, soul, and spirit. Listen, he came back to worship God. He got more than just delivered from his physical disease. I believe, listen, God cured him body, soul, and spirit. And he was made whole. And listen, he came back to worship God. I'll guarantee you, it wasn't one of these, thank you, Jesus. Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you, that man had a spell. His emotions showed up. He shouted. He praised. And listen, just like that woman that Jesus had set free. Listen, she was a vile, filthy creature. But God saved her. And you remember, as she wiped his feet with her hair, and tears flowed down her face, her emotions showed up because she'd been forgiven. She was a child of hell, about to hit the flames of judgment. But thank God Jesus forgave her sin and set her free. And those tears began to flow. Listen, I'm going to tell you, you and I are emotional creatures. And if you walk with God, there ought to be some tears. There ought to be a few shouts of glory down the road. There ought to be a little excitement once in a while. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. And so his emotions showed up. And listen, there was a jubilation down in his soul. Listen, we find in verses 6 and 7, our knowledge and understanding should give a report. What do you know? This is what he said. The Lord executes righteous and judgments for all their oppressed. He made known unto us his ways and Moses, acts of the children of Israel. Thank God. Listen, you and I, the truth that God has given to you. Ooh, I'm going to tell you, you have knowledge of the most important things in all of human history and all human destiny. There are things that have come to knowledge that have impacted the world.
There have been discoveries that cured some of the greatest diseases that were wiping out civilization. And listen, what a day when that was discovered. And you and I are still hoping for some more discoveries in the future. And listen, those things, and many of those things have changed the culture. Those diseases have been defeated, thank God. Listen, except for a rare, remote occasion, leprosy's gone from our world. When it was taking them out, listen, like a mighty wind in those days. But I'm going to tell you something. You are possessing something that changed your destiny forever and forever and forever. And so, listen, your knowledge needs to give a little inventory. Do you know some things about God? You don't like it because God called them to you. Listen, you can know something about salvation and about Jesus Christ. You know Him, who He is, why He came, and what He did. And you know the truth that He's coming back. Do you know you have a heavenly home? Do you know the ways of life? Do you know how to pray? Do you know the promises God has given? All that's been given to you by God. Listen, He came and filled your mind with good things. He came and filled your heart with truth. He taught you the ways of life. And thank God today, I know Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Thank God, I'm going to be with the Father. All those things He's told me. Thank God, I'm not in the darkness. Thank God, I'm walking in the light of truth. And so my knowledge has come. Listen, done an inventory. And so my response is, bless the Lord, oh my soul. I'm running out of time, but also my hope and my faith give to report. Verse number 8, the Lord is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. Verse number 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto the children's children. Oh, listen, you and I, we come today and we rejoice. Listen, that He has verse number 10. He had not dealt with us after our sins, reward us for our iniquities. Listen, for high as heaven above the earth, so great is the mercy toward them that fear Him. Verse number 13, that He pities His children, the compassion of the Lord. Listen, thank God my sins are gone. Thank God He loves me. Thank God He's been merciful. And thank God He will be merciful for all eternity to those who fear His name. And so my hope comes to give a report today. Listen, you hit this stage of life and you think, boy, there ain't too many more horizons for me here on this earth, most likely. But I'm glad. And you and I think about a lot of you are my age, maybe a little older. And you think about, boy, you know, what lies ahead. I mean, you already got your life working now. It'll be like next year. I mean, my goodness, you know. And you realize, someone said to me, he said, preacher, you know, you've been over the hill a long time. I said, yeah, but you're steeper. You get a whole lot steeper. And so, but aren't you glad today my hope gives a report? And listen, it's not dismal, doomsday, and dread. Thank God. You know what? Number one, God's always going to be with me. Number two, I will have eternal and victory over death. And you know what? If you'll trust Him, hide in your heart and believe what He said, He takes the sting out of death. Yeah. It's just a transition. Just a transition to lay this body down and immediately to ask for the body to be present with the Lord. Thank God, name of the Lord Jesus. My hope gives a report. And listen, I'm glad it has a strong report. Listen, thank God for the precious promises of God. As our lady sang a beautiful song, what a day that's going to be. Listen, all cares, troubles, trials, heartbreaks, tears, sorrow, separation, and death, all gone. I'm glad that day is awaiting God's children. And so my hope gives a report. Let's hear from Hope today. Okay. Not the Winnie the Pooh character, the donkey. We'll never make it. Thank God, it's a happy report. It's a report, listen, that's full of praise and worship of God. The psalmist said, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me. I hope today we next few moments, you stop to take a little inventory. And this, if you're saved today, you take a little inventory of invitation. You are blessed of God. Far more than you realize. Because you and I, we are rich in Christ. With things that all the gold and silver could never buy. They're mine by the mercy and grace of God. It was all just a precious gift God has given to us. And so today, why don't you worship Him? Bless His name with all your heart and all that's within you. Bless Him.